On today's episode, we have some news about two new Adventures by Disney cruises and a new discount for early 2022. Then we talk about our top 10 things we are excited about for the holiday season at Disney World. This is episode 375 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello everybody and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee and I'm joined as usual by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So Jamie, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
I am good as well. Okay. Doing well. Hopefully everybody had a great Halloween as that was.
Yes. That was a couple days ago. Yes,
it was. Well, in our household, it took a real quick turn from Halloween straight into, and I've just quit fighting this at this point. It just went straight into Christmas.
Yep.
Because usually Jamie's the one sort of like, let's do Christmas stuff. And this year it was Jamie and our daughter like full on like.
She's in it.
You guys.
She's on it. Yep.
You guys got together and like it was like the morning after like it was Halloween. And the next morning, wake up and our daughter's like, Daddy, we need to put up the tree. And we need to. I'm like, whoa, I haven't had coffee yet. And it's November 1st. And yeah, so. A lot of our decorations are already up. So
yes, they are. We will be expanding on those as the weeks go by.
It seems so. Yeah.
In the years past, like last year, she was excited for Christmas, but like not super duper. But this year, oh man, she's full on into it, and I am excited.
I'm not upset about it, yeah. But we had a good Halloween, so she went she went as Tinkerbell, mm-hmm. and our son went as Peter Pan. I didn't really have much choice in this matter. He looked cute, but he was a villain for Halloween. But we had a good time. I went with some friends and a big group and had some food and hung out. So it was actually like not unseasonably, but it was cooler that night or down mm-hmm. here. It was almost cool enough to have a hoodie on in Florida.
Honestly, it was yeah, cool.
Because we had like a little bit of a bonfire. It was actually kind of nice. Yeah. A little bit of a bonfire. It wasn't a bad night. So
it was really fun.
Yeah,
actually,
so. I will say the one thing about living here compared to Missouri is the Halloween this year wasn't as crazy as it was last year, at least from what I saw. But they do Halloween like Halloween is they do it well in Florida mm-hmm. compared to Missouri.
And I don't know how anybody else does it around the country, but like in Missouri, we didn't have it. I mean, you still went to the person's door. To get the candy and stuff.
But they were kind of like, here's candy, get on my property. Like
right. Here, you know, they set up like tables and like a whole thing in the driveway.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to go up to their door. They're just out there waiting. But it's usually warm enough to do that.
Yeah.
Whereas in the Midwest, it's hit or miss if it's warm or not. Usually it's cold.
So I said growing up in Missouri, it was like you were going as Darth Vader. You were Darth Vader with a starter jacket coat on.
That's right.
Because
that is
it
right.
was always cold.
Yes.
Your mom's always like, put a coat on. You're like, no, Darth Vader doesn't wear a coat.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so it'd be.
It's true. And so our kids, she didn't have to wear hers. She was fine, even though she was in Tinkerbell costume, which is like. You know, but by the time it hit like 8 p.m. or whatever, it was getting chilly.
By that time, though, they were
done.
In the house mm-hmm. going through their victory candy. And,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, all that. So
they were so cute. But
no, it was good. So mm-hmm. hopefully everybody else had a good Halloween. And we're also getting, you know, as we start our house, so we're gonna talk about Christmas today because it's. I mean,
sorry.
I don't really. I still love.
Sorry, not sorry.
I love Thanksgiving, but I've just. Leading to it, so I'll celebrate both. But we're going to talk about Christmas.
Yes.
Our favorite things we're looking forward to, because it has started at Disney, so technically we're not really that far off base. I think maybe that's part of us, too, is like once Disney starts, it's like, well, okay. So we're going to talk about the things we're looking forward to for the holiday season this year.
Yes.
Plus we got some news, but before we get to all of that, we got some little housekeeping stuff we want to talk about before we get there. Want to remind you of some of the other shows we have on the Capture Magic Network. We have the Capture Magic Universal show where we discuss and talk about Universal Studios, as you might guess. We'll have a new episode of that coming next week.
No, it'll be a couple weeks.
Couple weeks? Okay.
We got to go to Universal first.
Well, that would probably help. but yeah, so that's once a month, so you can check that out on this feed and its own feed as well. Let's have Trip Tales, which is Jamie's trip report show. And she's doing those twice a month now. So those are really good resource if you're planning trips, because it's literally Jamie sits down and they go very much in depth about a very recent trip someone went on. So it's all fresh in their mind. And you can get some firsthand perspective and information from people who just went. So
yeah,
it's a really good resource. So you can get it twice a month now, and that is on this feed.
A new one just came out on Monday.
And yeah, new one came out on Monday. Mm-hmm. And if you're in Club 32, which is our private group we have, private paid group, you get early access to Trip Tales. So you get that earlier than everybody else. Mm-hmm. Plus, you get some Club 32 exclusive shows like Distory, which is our History of Disney show. Mm-hmm. The last one we did was on Pandora/Animal Kingdom a little bit. So that's once a month. We also have Cool Kids Kitchen, where we do a monthly live stream where we make a Disney dish, which is always a good time. So we do that on a Friday night once a month. And the last one we did was we did the... What are those things called? I know what they are. I can't remember what they're called from Animal Kingdom.
Pongu Lumpia.
That is
and
correct.
The Night Blossom.
Yes, which turned out very good. So
yes, I was happy with
I don't know which one we're going to do this month, but we'll have some of those coming up soon. We also have Club 32 Speakeasy, where I just go live on the back porch and hang out for a bit and chat, which is always a good time. And then we also have our own podcast feed on Club 32, our own private podcast feed that's got some Disney loop, Disney music, plus it's got the extra show content on there. Plus, we have live streams in the parks, which have a lot of those this coming weekend with the Club 32 meetup this weekend. Mm-hmm. And plus, you get CTM apparel discounts. You get 1901 Candle Company discounts. So you get in all sorts of stuff. So if you want to check that out, go to ctmvip.com, and you can do a monthly or yearly option. You even do a free trial if you would like. Or if you want to do the yearly, you get a free T-shirt as well. So again, ctmvip.com. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast or left us a review, we'd please ask you to do so. And, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention our great sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel. So if you're looking to go to Disney or Universal or really anywhere else, head on over to travelwithzip.com. And there's a quick form there you can fill out, tell them what you're looking to do. Even if you're maybe wanting to, some people have asked if you want to transfer a trip that you have planned, you can do that. You have to just talk with them. They'll handle all that. But you can do that. So, just in fill out that form. They'll get you hooked up with an agent, and basically they'll help you plan a great trip. And we use Zip all the time. We use our agent a ton. They're really great. They have a really good system. And plus, it's free to you, so it doesn't cost you anything. It's somebody that just helps you plan a trip, especially with all the extra stuff Disney has lately with Genie and Genie Plus and everything else like that. Yeah. It's just kind of nice to have somebody help you plan all that and take some of that burden off your back. So again,
yep.
Travelzip.com, and if you book at least a 3-night package through that link, we will throw in some goodies as well. So we'll give you a free T-shirt, you get $10 in shop credit, and Zip will leave you a gift at your hotel. So
very nice.
Yeah, again, go to travelwithzip.com.
Okay.
All righty. So let's get to the news. So we'll do news, and we'll get poll time, and then we'll get into the things we're excited about for Christmas, and who knows what else.
Okay.
Who knows? So the first news story we have is a new discount is released for annual pass holders and Florida residents.
Yes. So excitingly, we have another discount that was released. And, you know, it was kind of rare for 2021 to have a discount. So the fact that this is coming back as an option is kind of exciting, although it is kind of limited in what they're offering. So the discount is for Florida residents as 20% off, up to 20% off of rooms at select resort hotels. The annual pass holder one is up to 25%. And they do restrict which ones and when they're offering it. So like the deluxe resort hotels are good for most days, pretty much throughout the whole time from January 2nd through March 10th. For deluxe, it's pretty much more open, I guess. But if you're in a moderate or value, it's basically weekdays. And then from February 27th to March 10th, any of those days. If that makes sense. Yeah. So during Festival of the Holidays, it's just during the weekdays and the value and the moderates. And then after it's over, then it's whenever.
Yeah.
is when it's applied. So anyway, if you are a Florida resident or an annual pass holder and would like to talk to somebody about booking a trip or fixing your reservations, just like Jared said, you can go to travelwithzip.com and they will set you up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they will.
Yes, sir.
All right. Next one we have is all of the holiday kitchens coming to Festival of the Holidays.
Yes. So Festival of the Holidays.
Sorry, I should have said that's a full list.
Yes, full list. And I won't say what's it, what, you know, what's in each of the things, but I'll just tell you.
You don't want to just read each one list by list?
No, I'm going to say what they are.
An hour and a half?
No. So it starts November 26th and ends December, I think it's December 30th. But here are the list of the holiday kitchens that will be at the festival this year. We've got American Holiday Table. That's at the American Adventure Pavilion. We've got Bavaria. Is it Bavaria? Bavaria. Holiday Kitchen, that's in Germany. Chestnuts and Good Cheer Holiday Kitchen, that's near Port of Entry, and that is new. The Donut Box, near Test Track. Holiday Hearth, I never know, Hearth. Holiday Hearth Desserts, near Port of Entry. Holiday Sweets and Treats, near Port of Entry. The Kayam Holiday Kitchen between Morocco and France.
Technically, it's La Crème.
La Crème. I tried it.
You got to get that phlegm in there.
I did it really well.
La Crème.
Okay, you do the next one then, mister.
The Maitre. I don't know how that. That's French. I can't do French. I knew. I shouldn't have said anything.
I think it's Le Marché de Noël.
Well, you took 2 years of French, didn't you?
I did.
You would know that better than me.
I have lost all of it. that's in France. Melekalikimaka, which is near a port of entry. That's Hawaii. Los Posadas Holiday Kitchen, Mexico. Is it Shiwasu in Japan? There's Tangerine Cafe. That's in Morocco. Tuscany Holiday Kitchen, Italy. Yukon Holiday Kitchen. That's Canada. And then there's also the Funnel Cake Stand at American Adventure. Joffrey's will have, you know, options you can choose from throughout Epcot. Refreshment Outpost, Refreshment Port. Yeah. So a good amount of choices this year versus last year. Last year was more limited, obviously.
Yes.
But things are getting back to normal, so.
Slowly but surely.
Yay. So we'll be experiencing some of these when it opens later this month.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we will. So, all right. Next one we have is New Adventures by Disney Itinerary to the Arctic and Antarctica.
Yeah. So there's two different ones that they announced today. Okay. So here what it is, and it's starting in 2023. So the first one is the Arctic, and this is on board the Boreal, guests will travel to the Norwegian Arctic. From exploring in Longyearbyen, I don't know, the largest town of Norway's, I can't say any of these words, the northernmost settlement of the planet with a permanent population of more than 1,000, to viewing the breathtaking glaciers of the region's most beautiful fjord, Kongsfjorden. Adventurers will embark on daily boat excursions where they may spot unique wildlife, including polar bears, reindeer, Arctic foxes, and walruses.
They're going to go looking for polar bears?
Yeah.
They do know polar bears hunt humans for fun, right? Just putting that one out there.
Plus, as an extra sprinkle of pixie dust, former Imagineer Joe Rohde will join travelers on the July itinerary to delight them with amazing tales from his impressive Disney career and share his passion for nature and conservation. He'll also host interactive sketching sessions for guests with all levels of artistic experience. So you want to go on Adventures by Disney with Joe Rohde, that's the one to go on.
I thought he was working for Virgin now.
Yeah, but he's still for this. And this is June and July, two different ones, June and July, and it's a 10-day, 9-night itinerary. It says it's a chartered adventure with Ponant, a leader in luxury polar expeditions. So it's like Disney's using this company.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a couple of other excursions, but the main thing I wanted to say was the Joe Rohde one. I feel like that one's going to be like super popular. But there's also a couple to Antarctica, one in Argentina, one in the Galapagos Islands, And yeah, it's I think you can start booking them November 12th. So look into those because they look very interesting if you like cold weather.
Would you want to go on a cruise to the Arctic, though? I personally would not.
I don't know. I maybe to look more into it. I mean, I haven't done that many cruises in general, so I feel like I wouldn't want to start with that.
I feel like this would be something I would do, like, if this is you and I, the kids are older and moved out, and you're, like, retired. Like, this is not something I would want to do with, like, children.
Oh, no. Our kids, no. Yeah. No. I wouldn't take our kids unless they were, like, teenagers or older.
Like, yeah, I just, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you want to go look for polar bears? I'm like, turn this boat around.
Jared and his boat thing, or his bear thing.
Just look up bears. Just look up polar bears. And you'll learn really quickly. They're one of the species. They're like, oh, yeah, they kill for fun. And they'll hunt humans just for fun.
I mean, the one, it's the Adventures by Disney Amazon Escape. So you, like, go actually to the Amazon rainforest. That could be kind of cool. But Antarctica.
Did you ever see the movie Anaconda?
I did see Anaconda.
And John Voight's. First off, flawless accent in that movie.
Flawless.
But, yeah, I don't know if I want to do that either. Okay. Technically, that was Adventures by Disney boat as well.
Technically.
Just saying.
Okay. Anyway, so I will post this in the show notes if you guys want to read it more. But those are some excursions that are
coming up. So. Very much so. All right. Next one we have is dates have been announced for club level reopenings at Disney Polynesian Yacht Club and Beach Club Resort Hotels.
Yes. So there are so three more have been announced. Yacht Club Resort club level will reopen January 20th. Beach Club will reopen January 27th. And Polynesian will reopen February 3rd. Wilderness Lodge, Coronado Springs are still on track to reopen December 16th of this year, of 2021. So, yeah. Okay. Looks like they're all be, it looks, I think all of them will be open by February then.
Well, very nice. So, I've never done club level person. I've been in some club levels, but I've never, like, technically stayed in club level.
I mean, we did.
At Disney.
Right. At other places we have, non-Disney places.
Yeah, I've been in some club levels, but yeah, I technically.
I mean, it's basically concierge level. Right. So we've
it's
done.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's cool. So anyway, if you were a club level person and you like club level, then you should have listened to what we just talked about.
Or you could just. You could hit the rewind button and check it out if you missed it.
Yeah, rewind.
Yeah.
Who says rewind? Nobody.
I think you still technically say, it's like rewind or fast forward.
I don't know.
I mean, you're not saying rewind your VCR. But anyways.
That's true.
Anyways, the next one we have, there's a sneak peek of The Eternals, which is now playing at Walt Disney Presents. I'm guessing they're trying to get people whipped up for that because it hasn't had the best reviews.
Oh, really? I haven't really been paying attention to that.
I don't know how the box office is done. I haven't really paid much attention to it, like at least a ton, but all I know is I checked out some of the early like critic and fan reviews and it's not
the
greatest.
Okay, this is sad because I didn't know it was out yet.
Yeah, it's been kind of strange. So like it's The Eternals is strange. Again, I've said for a while that this realm of Marvel is very out there. So The Eternals is definitely like it's different for sure. But yeah, so it's, I believe I read something that said it thus far it is the lowest or like the weakest reviewed Marvel movie they've had or one of, I don't know if it's the weakest, but so I haven't seen it, so I can't speak to it, but they do have that going at Walt Disney Presents if you want to check that out.
Okay.
So, next story we have is details have been announced for the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend.
Yes. The inaugural Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend at Disney World will combine some past Run Disney events for a nostalgic 4-day race weekend in 2022. So here's is what you can expect. There's an Expedition Everest 5K on April 1st for $100. The race will once again feature a nighttime 5K combined with a scavenger hunt, but this time the hunt will be conducted during the 5K. Race for the Taste 10K, that's April 2nd, $135 to enter. The event will mirror the 10K from the past, but now the race will celebrate the newest attraction at Walt Disney World, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. That's that one. And then the Tower of Terror 10 miler on April 3rd. That's $190. The race will still be a 10 miler, but will be run in the morning instead of at night. And it says runners who sign up for the $445 Springtime Surprise Challenge can test their endurance by participating in all three events, 19.3 total miles, and earn a special challenge medal. Registration begins December 9th. And it is the last in the 2021-2022 race season following Wine and Dine and the Walt Disney World Marathon and then Disney Half Princess Marathon. So
okay.
The last one.
All righty.
All right.
And the last little thing we have here, which is just a bit of it's just interesting, I will say, is that parking lot trams are coming back to Disneyland.
Soon,
but no word yet on Disney World, which I have to just assume the Disney World would come back at the same time, because there's literally no reason why they would not.
So early 2022, so there's no specific date for Disneyland, but
if I'm being honest, it's rather ridiculous that Disney World still doesn't have their trams back.
Like, I mean, Stephen Colbert even mentioned it on his show.
No, he did.
Yes, he did. He made fun of it.
I mean, it's...
I'm just like, it is silly that it's not a thing. And it's not...
It is a silly thing. Like, you can't make the argument that it's, like, COVID-related because you get on buses and stuff like and they're open air. So if you want to make that argument, you're like, well, okay, buses are closed. Trams are open air. So...
I just don't think they want to use them or have people man
them. I'm
sure
it's staffing and gas and...
Oh, yeah.
Who knows what else, but yeah. Either way, I'll be glad when they do come back. I mean, they're not the easiest thing with a stroller, but it's still nice. Especially for like Animal Kingdom or like Magic Kingdom, they're nice to, you know. Like Hollywood Studios, depending on where you park, they're nice, but they're not always. The way they've got that laid out now, it's not as a big deal to walk.
Epcot's
not a big deal, but definitely Animal Kingdom. Definitely Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, the way the parking lot is arranged.
It's just a bit. It's a long. Mm-hmm. No matter where you park, it's a decent walk.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so hopefully those come back soon. So.
Yes.
All right. Well, Jamie has a poll time.
Poll time.
And what is here? For those that are new here, poll time, Jamie does a weekly poll in Capture Magic community.
I do.
I do. And what was your poll time this week?
My poll time this week was I asked the question, when do you decorate for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Halloween's over. When is Christmas for you? So 55% of people said they decorate right after Thanksgiving or late November. 29% said mid-November. 13% said November 1st. That was me. That was me in there. November 1st.
I'm guessing, yes.
3% said sometime in December. 0.5% said decorate. No thanks. And 0.4% said late October.
Late October?
Mm-hmm.
That's early. Okay.
Yep. So
I'm not surprised by I mean, for the longest time, I was always right over Thanksgiving.
You were pretty adamant about
Actually,
it.
Actually, you were as well. Last year was the first year you were like right after Thanksgiving, or right after Halloween.
I think our kids maybe want to like enjoy it. And last year, last year was such a just blah year. And so I was just like, you know what? I need a little Christmas right this very minute.
I'm fine. Like, I love the holiday season. So, like, if it can be a little longer, I'm not mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
But some people make the argument that Thanksgiving is the first dinner of Christmas, and I will fight them.
Oh, okay.
Because Thanksgiving is separate. But I just want to give Thanksgiving its due. But, yeah, I agree. I like Christmas time.
You can celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving
just
at the
day
same
before Thanksgiving,
time.
We'll take all the Christmas decorations down.
Absolutely not.
Put up turkey stuff.
Nope.
And the next day, take it all down.
So it ain't happening.
Yeah. Just I'll get our daughter involved. She'll do it.
Honestly, you know, and having the podcast and the shirts and the products and everything, we have to get ready for Christmas so much earlier than season. So it's like I'm already in that mode. So I'm just like, might as well just lean into it.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm not against that, but yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people said that they do wait until right after Thanksgiving because a lot of people use real trees and they don't sell real trees either. They don't sell them this early or they don't keep until Christmas.
Yeah, true.
If you buy them now. So, yeah, that was I felt that was a good reason.
Valid point.
Yes.
Valid point. So, yes. All right. Well, thank you for the poll time. So, if you want to, again, if you want to be part of poll time, you can join the Capture Magic Facebook community. Mm-hmm. And it's a great community to be a part of in general, but that's also where Jamie will post her poll times each week. And you can let your voice be heard on various topics related to Disney.
Yes. In there. So. Absolutely.
Well, speaking of, our poll time was very topical in terms of Christmas. In terms, you know, speaking of holiday festive time of year, we have a new Christmas designs in the shop. Mm-hmm. So we have four this year. One is brand new. So the new one we have this year is Happy Merry Holly Jolly, which was Jamie's idea from the Olaf Christmas song that he sings.
The Olaf Frozen Adventure short.
Yes.
From 2017.
Because our daughter and Jamie always sings that, so it's there. But
yes.
So it's got a gingerbread man. It's very festive. Like it's a very I don't know. I like the way it looks, but Happy Merry Holly Jolly.
Season's greetings here.
And then we have This Is the Sleigh from last year. We got that re-released this year. And we also have the I Wish Every Day Was Christmas at Disney design. Mm-hmm. And we also have the Mando Family Christmas design as well, which is like Mando and Baby Yoda, like they're posing for a Christmas card. So
yeah,
all of those are available in t-shirt, dolman cut for the ladies, which have been very popular, sweatshirt, and hoodie. So
yes.
You can check those out. So again, if you're a Club 32 member, you get 20% off year round. And we figured we would release them now. That way they could be there for sure in time for Christmas in case there's shipping delays and things like that. So lately the shipping has been good, but we all know how that can get near the holiday season. And also just want to announce that the 1901 Candle Company is officially open now to everybody. So we had the soft launch with Club 32. And again, thank you guys. Like
yeah.
Guys ordered a ton of stuff, which is great. So we got all that set up, so you can now, if you're interested in candles and you're not in Club 32, you can get some candles. And we'll have an intro, open kind of a shop opening of 25% off to start. So if you want to, you can still get a good discount. Not as good as Club 32, but you can still get a good discount on some candles. Check those out. So, mm-hmm. And on the candles, those, if you order this week, they'll be about at least a week and a half before they ship out. So, because we're going to go be at Disney and stuff like that. So, just know there's a little bit of lead time there. So, if you want to get them for Christmas presents and things like that, the ordering the earlier, the better on there. So, you can get both. You can go to ctmshirts.com and you can see both the candles and the shirts. If you want to see the candles specifically, you can go to ctm.show/1901. But either way, you can see them both going to the website. So, go check those out. And also, if you're a Club 32 member, you get a discount on the candles as well. So, just want to mention that. So, all right, let's talk about our discussion on this episode, which is things that we are excited about for Christmas at Disney. We have a top 10 list.
Yes, we do have a top 10 list.
Yeah.
And this is really not in any order. It's not ranked from top to bottom because I want all of these things and I can't decide. And you can't make me.
Well, when we made this list, you started having this issue with, like, you said you didn't rank them. And I was like, I like ranking things, but we don't have to. And I feel like it freed you. Like, you felt better after.
I did feel better.
Yeah.
I do feel better.
But yeah, so we got 10 things, but there's some sub things. So it's actually technically more than 10.
I mean, it's 10, but it's like, yeah. I mean, it's like things about.
It's a loose 10.
You know what?
It's like a baker's dozen.
It is. No, it is 10 things, but it's like. Okay, yeah, we'll just go ahead and start because
yeah, we'll talk. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So yeah, the first one on our list here is Disney's Merriest After Hours.
Yes, brand new event this year. I'm excited to experience that on Monday. I'm also excited that we get a parade back.
Yeah, that's nice.
Once upon a Christmas time parade, mm-hmm. which was gone last year, and they just did the cavalcades and stuff. But
yeah,
I missed that. And then the fireworks show, which was new in 2019, and I haven't bit. I didn't see it.
The show. So I remember 2019. It was. It's a good show. It's actually a really good fireworks show.
Yeah.
If it's the same show. So.
Well, was it new in 20? Well, it was new in 2019, but we didn't go.
I went.
Oh, you went?
I saw it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I forgot. Yeah, so I'm really excited to see that. And then the new stage show, which is, again, new for the After Hours event. I'm excited to see that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also excited, hopefully, that it will be lower crowds than the Very Merry Christmas Party. Because this is very close to a Very Merry Christmas Party, like, you know, the stuff that's in the actual event. I mean,
it's basically the Very Merry Christmas Party just after hours.
Yeah, I mean...
Essentially, it really is just that.
It's just missing, like, the characters. Yeah.
I mean, I'll go to limit and say it probably will be much less crowds because after hours, like, there's just not many families that are going to keep their kids out that late.
I mean...
There's some,
the first one starts at 9 and doesn't end until 1 a.m.
Yeah.
That's late for that, little, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my number one.
Yes.
Our number one.
I agree here. All right, the next one we have is Candlelight Processional.
Yay.
Which I'm very excited about because I've never done one of these.
Yeah, so they didn't do them last year again because of COVID and everything. So we are doing a Candlelight Processional dining package when we go in December. We do not know who the narrator is. We haven't announced it for our date, so we're still hoping for Kurt Russell.
I feel like it could be Kurt.
It could be Kurt.
Maybe Kenny G. We'll see.
And there are a couple dates within the time period that they'll be doing these that they haven't announced who is the celebrity narrator. But I really am excited to, you know, to hear the choir sing and all the instruments and stuff. So I'm excited for all of that. And I'm excited to eat at a beer garden again. It's been a while.
Yeah. It has been a little bit. So yeah.
So that I'm excited that's coming back.
Yes. I will say I won't be, I'll just say, yeah, there's certain people I would be less excited about, but I would be very excited for Kurt. I would even take, well, he won't be there that way, but Pat Sajak would be interesting.
He is at the end of December.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So, all right. The next one on our list is the Gingerbread House at Grand Floridian is back this year.
Yay. Also, so many things are back.
They are. Yeah.
They have already started construction. They've already started putting it together. In the lobby.
Technically, it is construction.
Yeah. I'm guessing it'll be almost or will be done by this weekend. But they won't actually be having anybody in it selling anything until, I want to say, November 10th is the first day I'll be ready to go. So, but anyway, it'll be up and you can see it. It's just such a cool thing.
Are they doing the one over at Wilderness Lodge as well?
They did not say anything about that.
I know. I hadn't seen anything, but I'm hoping they do.
Yeah, I do like that one too. Mm-hmm. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Gingerbread House is in the lobby and it's huge. So I'm glad it's back.
Yeah. All right. Next one on our list is the Santa Claus modified meet and greets at Magic Kingdom, Epcot, and Disney Springs.
So in previous years, the Christmas tree trail at the end of it at Disney Springs had the Santa meet and greet,
which was a very good Santa.
Yeah, he was really good. They have not said they're not doing I haven't seen anything about a Christmas tree trail this year, but they did the Christmas tree stroll last year where it was just the trees were just spread out. Oh, I think they're doing that again.
Probably, yeah.
So I don't know where Santa will be, but he will be there for modified meet and greets as well as Epcot and Magic Kingdom. And it'll be one of those things where you can't touch or sit on his lap, but you'll just be able to like have a conversation with him and be near him and then just take pictures from afar.
Yeah.
So it's a little more individualized time, you know, not just going up for pictures and just walking away. It's more one-on-one. So
yeah,
that'll be good. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, it was similar. I think that what they might do is like, we did one at Bass Pro Shops last year and they had like a plexiglass. So it's very similar.
I don't know if they'll do plexi.
They may not. I mean, in the picture you couldn't tell, which was kind of nice, but yeah. So excited. Santa, our daughter will be very excited that Santa is back. Our son will not probably care too much.
No, probably not.
He'll just, I feel like what he'll do, he'll yell at Santa.
Probably.
Maybe throw a car at him. Got to keep him on
his
toes.
That's what he does.
He'll look at me and be like, listen, man, you got to just be ready for it.
Right.
Speaking of, he got mad this evening and threw a car at my foot.
Yeah. He gets mad and he throws things.
All right. The next one we are excited about is over at Disney Springs. There's the Christmas Tree Stroll, which we just discussed. Jock Lindsay's Holiday Bar and Snowfall in Town Center.
And there's more, but that's what I'm excited for.
I mean, I like Disney Springs around Christmas. It's
pretty.
It is very pretty. They get the huge Christmas tree in there,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool.
Yep. All the treats, Emirates, mm-hmm. the ganachery, all the restaurants.
Obviously shopping, if you like to do shopping.
I do like shopping.
Yeah.
The old Christmas shop or whatever it's called. The Christmas store with all the ornaments.
Yeah.
At the marketplace area.
Unfortunately, I got an email. They're all the shops gonna be shut down. it's really sad.
Aww.
They'll look like people are in there, but they are not able to. Yeah,
Jared.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'll have to tell you and our daughter. unable to buy anything. There's just don't know what happened. Anyways.
Okay.
All right. The next one on our list is basically the food.
The food. And here are some things that I am excited to try this year.
Tell me about those, please.
The ginger apple funnel cake at Sleepy Hollow.
That does sound interesting.
So good. The frozen salted caramel hot chocolate with black cherry bourbon. That's at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. They always do like a hard hot chocolate there.
Yeah. I think they had this last year. I just didn't try it with bourbon.
Yeah.
I had the regular one. The Santa Hot Crepe. That's a sweet crepe filled with eggnog, custard, topped with chocolate sauce and whipped cream at Arista Crepes.
Thank you. I'll take that. I'll take a few of those.
Thank you. I will take that. So I'm excited for that one. And then there's a red velvet whoopie pie at Backlot Express.
That one is always good.
At Hollywood Studios.
I love red velvet cake. If it has cream cheese frosting, that's my... I have a few weaknesses in food, and cream cheese frosting is one. And this thing is really good. And it's really big.
Yes. There's also a gingerbread caramel sandwich cookie thing at a caramel coucher or whatever it is.
Caramel coochie.
Coochie.
Yeah.
At Epcot. It looks really good.
Gingerbread's one, like, it's hit or miss sometimes. It can be good, yeah.
I do want to try it, though.
I feel like gingerbread with eggnog would be really good.
Mm-hmm.
But caramel,
eggnog
I don't know.
Sounds good anyway.
Yeah, I've discussed it. I used to have eggnog all to myself.
Now Jamie.
And then Jamie last year was like, I'd like to try some. And then, oh, it's amazing. I'm like, yeah, this is why me and my brother have been obsessed with it for a decade.
Yeah. We've already told that story, mister.
Do you realize when my brother and I were living together how much eggnog we went through during the holidays?
I don't want to know.
I mean.
Cartons and cartons and cartons.
A lot.
Yes.
We would celebratory drink a lot of eggnog.
Yes.
But yeah, so now I have to share it, so it's okay, fine. That's my cross to bear. All right, next one we are excited about is probably more Jamie than me, but holiday merchandise.
Yay! So there are 5 different holiday-themed mouse ears.
Thank God.
Jared. Including this pair that has, it looks like wreaths for the ears, and then the bow is red with like a snowflake print on it. It's really cute. I like that one. There's lots of Star Wars holiday stuff. Lots. There's 2 Loungefly backpacks, multiple Spirit jerseys, a lot of plaid. There's just a lot of options this year. And they're like the Waltz Ski Lodge theme. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that where it's like,
I have
everything's white with, you know, looks like snow or whatever.
I mean, I kind of like the ski lodge theme, if I'm being honest.
And one of them had, there's a flannel button up with on the back, it says Walt's Ski Lodge with Mickey Mouse on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are cute.
Yeah.
Those are definitely cute. So there's a lot to choose from and a lot of cozy options. And, you know, I just like shopping. Shopping is great. Now, if they would just come out with the iridescent collection from the 50th anniversary, that would be great because they said late October and it's November 4th.
Well,
what's going on?
They are technically liars.
They're not liars. Yeah. Well, they may, they're just supply issues, I'm sure, is a problem.
Have I know. Yeah, yes. I too wish they would, the iridescent collection. I've been patiently waiting.
Oh, shut it.
You don't know. Just... I've been on wait lists all the
Listen
time.
Listen to you.
Anyways, all right. The next one we are excited about is Festival of the Holidays over at Epcot.
Yes.
Which I'm always excited about festivals at Epcot, but especially I love Christmas.
Love Christmas.
And Christmas food is really good.
Yes.
Plus we have the Storytellers.
The Storytellers are back from, they were gone last year. Mm-hmm. But they're back to, they're like the representatives from each country that just basically tell the story about how the culture from the, of the countries or celebrate the holidays or whatever, whatever holiday they have to celebrate.
Yes.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I like it. Father Christmas.
I agree. And then the cookie stroll, which our daughter will be very excited about, I'm sure.
And this year's prize is a 50th anniversary cookie.
So you eat a lot of cookies to get another cookie.
Yes. And then Olaf's Frozen Adventure scavenger hunt thing is back from last year.
She gets very intense about that.
But this is Olaf, and she loves Olaf. Remember how excited she got last year?
Yeah, she wasn't too excited. The one for Festival of the Arts was like the art
stuff.
It was
Figment.
Well, one of them, no.
It was Figment.
Well, it was Figment hidden and stuff. Anyway, she didn't really care for that one too much.
And then Flower and Garden was the eggs. She liked the eggs.
Yeah.
Food and Wine is Remy's hide and squeak. She was okay with that one, but the Olaf one is where she really shines.
She'll be on a mission to find Olaf.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm excited for those things. And of course, all the other things we talked about. So
yeah. All right. Next one we have is excited about the castle projections or the just projections in general, not just castle, but projection shows.
Yes.
You've got Sunset Season's Greetings over at Hollywood Studios. Yep. The Holiday Castle Projection, then Magic Kingdom, Tree of Life Awakenings, Holiday Edition at Animal Kingdom, and then Spaceship Earth.
They haven't announced if they're doing a holiday
overlay. They haven't said, but they could do a holiday overlay on those.
They should. Everybody else is doing one.
You would think.
Yeah.
Either way, I do like Spaceship Earth. Like, I like the projections on stuff now.
I do, too.
They're actually good, so.
I like it, too. However. Uh-oh. However.
Caveat here.
I do like the castle projections, but I want the castle to be frosted again.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I know, because it takes them like a week to get it on.
Yeah, and it messes with the projection show,
I know.
I'm sure.
I just really love it so much, and I miss it, and it's beautiful.
I'm sorry.
I know, it's okay.
Christmas ruined.
No, it's not. How dare you? It is not ruined. It's just it's just one of those things where I don't know. It would be icing on the cake if it came back. So.
Well, maybe they'll do a projection that is like it.
That's not the same.
I know.
Not the same. Man.
I'm just saying. Anyway, of course, the last one, but not last, but not least. Is that you say that? I think, yeah. Was this being with our family, which I do love about Christmas. Yeah, it's always fun.
Yes. Yes, we just want to emphasize that while it's wonderful to see all the holiday celebrations and decorations and events and everything, it means more when we're with our family.
Family.
Family. Yeah.
No, I agree. I mean, before we lived down here, I mean, I loved, that was always my favorite time of year to come to Disney was like around Christmas.
Yes.
Like once we did that, I was like, I want to go every year at Christmas because it was just, and then it became our annual sort of Christmas. Like that was what we did before Christmas with our families. We just do that. So yeah, it's kind of we get to go more now, but it's still one of those things that's really cool to be able to do.
Yep. And so since 2017, we've gone the same week every year, which is the second week of December.
Yeah.
So we really like it and I'm excited to keep going with that tradish.
That tradish.
I trip you up on that.
We're hyphening now.
But yeah, so that's our list. And of course, there are other things that I did not include that I'm also excited about, but like Wilderness Lodge decorations in the lobby.
I do. You know? I was going to throw in there, like I love the lobby at Wilderness Lodge. Like that is, I feel like if you could just rent out any lobby to like have your Christmas in, I would just be like, I would rent out the lobby, like with that Christmas tree and the fireplace thing in there. Like, yeah, that's where you would just do. I feel like that'd be like the perfect Christmas. Go in there and do that.
Mm-hmm. And then the Magic Kingdom decorations are up the Main Street and Town Square and everything. And there's not as much red this year.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pineapples. I don't know what that's about.
There's pineapples?
There's a lot of pineapples in like the wreaths, like the Mickey wreaths down Main Street and stuff. There's a lot of pineapples in them. I don't know. But I it looks good with the castle being like the rose gold color. Right. So maybe they just took the red out just so it acts. So it,
I was gonna say,
complimented it
probably,
that more.
Probably did.
Because when you look at the train station coming, like if you're leaving, there's red back there.
Yeah.
Like there's more red. So I'm wondering if that's why.
It probably, I could see that being with the color scheme of the castle and all that. But
yes.
No. What I was going to say too, like a little bit of it is, it's, you know, technically it's like with our Club 32 meetup this coming weekend. Like I kind of count that as the holiday season a little bit. So I'm definitely looking forward to that part of it as well.
Yeah. Oh, because Kristen, will, I mean, they're not doing everything when we're there this weekend, but they're starting some of it.
So. Yeah, for sure. So, all right. Anything you just want to add?
Probably, but
probably
this show would be very long if I talked about every single little thing I'm excited for. So.
Well, I mean, potentially, yeah. Be a little longer, but yeah.
Yep. But anyway, that's it.
All right. Well, another thing I'd be very excited about each every morning is coffee in the morning, at least for myself. Coffee in the morning is fantastic.
Yeah.
Always look forward to that. So if you too would like fantastic coffee in the morning, you should get some Expedition Roasters in your life. So you should go to ctmexpedition.com, and by going to that link, you will automatically save 15% off every single order you place. No need to remember a coupon code. Just use that link, and the discount will be applied automatically for you. And they've got a ton of flavors. They got some Christmas flavors coming out. All the flavors are really good. So it's really good beans that are subtly flavored. My favorite is still New Orleans Praline. I do like the churro. All of it's really good. So if they have the sampler pack in stock, I would get that. So if you're not sure what to get, the sampler pack is a good thing to get because you can try out some different ones and then, you know, put a bigger order in for the ones you know that you do like. So, but check that. But again, go to ctmexpedition.com, save 15% of every single order. And they're a great small cup business. We've been working with them for 3 years now, if not longer. It's been a long time. And then also, I'll post on social media and in the Facebook group, but I'm going to do a little video on how to make your own cold brew at home, kind of a hack. And then if you want to make like a pumpkin cream cold brew, I kind of figured out the recipe thing, so I'm going to post it this week. So got some fresh Expedition Roasters in, and we'll use some of the Colombian roast for that. So I'll make a little video about how to do that. So I've had some people asking about it, but in a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of like, how close is it to, say, like Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks version? I'd say it's like a 7 or 8 out of 10, like in terms of, so it's close, but it saves you money making it at home. So, again, go to ctmexpedition.com. So, all right, well, that'll do it for the show. Anything else you want to add?
Just that, find us on social media, Capture the Magic Community on Facebook, Cap the Magic on Twitter and Instagram, and then Capture the Magic on TikTok. We're doing more TikToks, more reels, more Instagram lately. So if you really want to kind of keep up to date with what we're doing, catch us on there, please.
Yeah, and Jamie's really good about updating the stories on Instagram when we go to the park. So we'll be having a lot more updates on those this weekend coming up with the meetup and everything.
Yes, lots of stories.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So again, if you want to join Club 32, go to ctmvip.com. If you want to check out the shirts, go to ctmshirts.com. You can also check out the candles at that link as well. Or if you want to check out the candles alone, you go to ctm.show/1901 or just go to 1901candleco.com. Check those out. So,
yes.
All right. Well, I think that'll do it. So thank you everybody for listening and or watching. And thank you, Jamie, for joining us.
Thank you.
It's rare you make it, but it's glad that you're here. And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.